Numbers chapter 9. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season. In the 14th day of this month, at evening, you shall keep it in his appointed season, according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, shall you keep it. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at evening in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man that they could not keep the Passover on that day, and they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. And those men said to him, We are defiled by the dead body of a man. Why are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of Yahweh in his appointed season among the children of Israel? And Moses said to them, Stand still, and I will hear what Yahweh will command concerning you. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or is in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto Yahweh. The 14th day of the second month at evening they shall keep it, and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it unto the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinances of the Passover they shall keep it. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey, and forbears to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season, that man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you, and will keep the Passover unto Yahweh, according to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do, you shall have one ordinance both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony, and at evening there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always. The cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed, and in the place where the cloud stayed, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of Yahweh the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of Yahweh they pitched. As long as the cloud stayed upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of Yahweh and journeyed not. And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of Yahweh, they stayed in their tents, and according to the commandment of Yahweh, they journeyed. And so it was, when the cloud stayed from evening unto the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed, whether it was by day or by night that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it was 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel stayed in their tents, and journeyed not, but when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of Yahweh they rested in the tents, and at the commandment of Yahweh they journeyed. They kept the charge of Yahweh at the commandment of Yahweh by the hand of Moses. Numbers chapter 10. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Make you 2 trumpets of silver. Of a whole piece shall you make them, that you may use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to you at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but with 1 trumpet, then the princes which are heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto you. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. When you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey, they shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am Yahweh your God. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel took their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of Yahweh by the hand of Moses. In the first place went the standard of the camp of the children of Judah, according to their armies, and over his host was Nashon, the son of Amminadab. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Nethaneel the son of Zuar. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab the son of Helon. And the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set forward bearing the tabernacle. And the standard of the camps of Reuben set forward according to their armies, and over his host was Eleazar the son of Shedeur. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Simeon was Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Gad was Elisaph the son of Jeuel. And the Kohathites set forward bearing the sanctuary, and the others did set up the tabernacle for their coming. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according to their armies, and over his host was Elishama the son of Ammihud. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel the son of Pedazur. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Abidan the son of Gideoni. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan set forward, which was the rear guard of all the camps throughout their hosts. And over his host was Ahizar the son of Amishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Asher was Pagiel the son of Ochran. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira the son of Enan. Thus were the journeys of the children of Israel, according to their armies when they set forward. And Moses said to Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying to the place of which Yahweh said, I will give it to you. Come you with us, and we will do you good, for Yahweh has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said to him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my kindred. And he said, Leave us not, I pray you, for as much as you know how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and you may be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if you go with us, yes, it shall be, that what goodness Yahweh shall do to us, the same will we do to you. And they departed from the mount of Yahweh 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of Yahweh went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of Yahweh was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass when the ark set forward that Moses said, Rise up, Yahweh, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee before you. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Yahweh, to the many thousands of Israel. Numbers chapter 11. And when the people complained, it displeased Yahweh. And Yahweh heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of Yahweh burnt among them, and consumed them that were in the outermost parts of the camp. And the people cried to Moses, and when Moses prayed unto Yahweh, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of Yahweh burnt among them. and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic, but now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. And the manna was as coriander seed, and the colour thereof as the colour of delium. And the people went about and gathered it, and ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it, and the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said unto Yahweh, Why have you afflicted your servant? And why have I not found favour in your sight, that you lay the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all these people? Have I begotten them, that you should say to me, Carry them in your bosom, as a nursing father bears the sucking child, to the land which you swore unto their fathers? Wherefrom should I get flesh to give to all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh, that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if you deal thus with me, kill me, I pray you, out of hand, if I have found favour in your sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. And Yahweh said to Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them to the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with you. And I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon you, and I will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you bear it not yourself alone. And say to the people, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and you shall eat flesh, for you have wept in the ears of Yahweh, saying, Who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt, therefore Yahweh will give you flesh, and you shall eat. You shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, until it comes out at your nostrils and is loathsome unto you, because that you have despised Yahweh, which is among you, you have wept before him, saying, Why came we forth out of Egypt? And Moses said, The people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen, and you have said, I will give them flesh, that they may eat a whole month. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? And Yahweh said to Moses, Is Yahweh's hand grown short? You shall see now whether my word shall come to pass unto you or not. And Moses went out and told the people the words of Yahweh, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And Yahweh came down in a cloud, and spoke to him, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it to the 70 elders. And it came to pass that, when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. But there remained 2 of the men in the camp, the name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out to the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My lord Moses, forbid them. And Moses said to him, Envy you for my sake? Would God that all Yahweh's people were prophets, and that Yahweh would put his Spirit upon them? And Moses gathered himself into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. And there went forth a wind from Yahweh, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day, and all that night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quails, either gathered, least gathered, 10 homers. And they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And when the flesh was yet between their teeth before it was chewed, the wrath of Yahweh was kindled against the people, and Yahweh smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried the people that lusted. And the people journeyed from Kibroth Hattaavah to Hazeroth and stayed at Hazeroth. Numbers chapter 12. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, "Has Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us?" And Yahweh heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek, above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh spoke suddenly to Moses, and to Aaron, and to Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the tabernacle of the congregation." And they three came out. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known to him in a vision and will speak to him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the likeness of Yahweh shall he behold. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said to Moses, "Alas, my Lord, I beseech you, lay not the sin upon us wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb." And Moses cried unto Yahweh, saying, "Heal her now, O God, I beseech you." And Yahweh said to Moses, "If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received again." And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward the people departed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. Numbers chapter 13. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Send you men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, every one a ruler among them." And Moses, by the commandment of Yahweh, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. And these were their names: of the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, the son of Zakur. Of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Huri. Of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. Of the tribe of Issachar, Igal, the son of Joseph. Of the tribe of Ephraim, Oshea, the son of Nun. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Palti, the son of Raphu. Of the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, the son of Sodi. Of the tribe of Joseph, namely of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi, the son of Susi. Of the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamali. Of the tribe of Asher, Sepher, the son of Michael. Of the tribe of Naphtali, Nabi, the son of Phopsi. Of the tribe of Gad, Gul, the son of Machi. These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Ashea, the son of Nun, Jehoshua. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said to them, "Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they are strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it is good or bad, and what cities they have that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it is fat or lean, whether there is wood therein or not. And be you of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob, as men came to Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came to Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came to the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from there a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bore it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol, because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from there. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word to them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, "We came to the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people are strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of the Jordan." And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched to the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Numbers chapter 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, "Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? And why has Yahweh brought us to this land, to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt?" And they said one to another, "Let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the company of the children of Israel, saying, "The land which we passed through to search it is an exceedingly good land. If Yahweh delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not you against Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defence has departed from them, and Yahweh is with us. Fear them not." But all the congregation said, "Stone them with stones." And the glory of Yahweh appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And Yahweh said to Moses, "How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be before they believe me for all the signs which I have shown among them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of you a greater nation and mightier than they." And Moses said unto Yahweh, "Then the Egyptians shall hear it, for you brought up this people in your might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that you, Yahweh, are among this people, that you, Yahweh, are seen face to face, and that your cloud stands over them, and that you go before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you shall kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of you will speak, saying, 'Because Yahweh was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore to them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness.' And now I beseech you, let the power of my Lord be great, according as you have spoken, saying, Yahweh is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech you, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of your mercy, and as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And Yahweh said, I have pardoned according to your word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Yahweh. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not listened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmur against me. Say to them, As truly as I live, says Yahweh, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and bear your whoredoms, until your carcasses are wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which you search the land, even 40 days each day for a year, shall you bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and you shall know my breach of promise. I, Yahweh, have said, I will surely do it to all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land, died by the plague before Yahweh. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. And Moses told these sayings to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning, and got them up into the top of the mountain, saying, Behold, we are here, and will go up to the place which Yahweh has promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, Why now do you transgress the commandment of Yahweh? But shall it not prosper? Go not up, for Yahweh is not among you, that you be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you are turned away from Yahweh, therefore Yahweh will not be with you. But they presumed to go up to the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of Yahweh and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites which dwelt in that hill, and smote them, and discomfited them, even to Hormah.